Welcome, welcome, welcome to episode 56 of the Afro Excursioner podcast. I am your host, Lionel Harris. On this episode, I am taking you guys over to the Hobby Lobby store located at 873 New Loudon Road in Latham. Now, you might ask me, what prompted me to go to that particular store, the Hobby Lobby store? I can tell you I was over there and I had already been into the Five Below store. Is it Five Below or Five and Below? Anyway, I was in there and when I had come out, I said to myself, I've always driven by that place, the one on Wolf Road, and I wondered what kind of store that is. Now, Hobby Lobby, you can kind of, I guess, put one and one together as for what it represents, but I wanted to go in there and check it out. Went inside. It reminded me a lot of the Michael's craft store. So I guess in itself, it's a craft store where you can buy things to make, I don't know, arts and crafts related items. So it's one of those kind of places. And they sell artificial plants. They sell, I don't know, pottery. They sell all kind of stuff. I had heard along the way that there was a lot of controversy around the store. So, as always, I got to give you a little backdrop of information about what I found out. I learned that in 1970, a couple by the name of David and Barbara Green had $600 to their name. They went and took out a loan, and they took out this loan to make miniature picture frames. And I guess because they had done really well with those picture frames, 2 years later, 1972, they opened their very first store in Oklahoma City, their very first Hobby Lobby store. And now today, they have more than 1,000 stores. They are the largest privately owned arts and craft retailer with over 46,000 employees and operating in 48 states. Except for Alaska and Hawaii. I did not know that. I didn't know that that operation was that big. You know, again, I had seen the one there in Latham and I had seen the one on Wolf Road a number of times, but I never really knew what it was about until I went in there. And again, typical arts and crafts store, I guess. But one of the bigger problems, I guess you would call it a problem with the store, is they had some background information issues that had happened with the store. They very, very controversial in a lot of ways. And because they're privately owned, of course, they can tend to dictate how they want to run their business because they're privately owned. Now, David Green is the son of a preacher. So they were very committed to making sure that Hobby Lobby has a religious kind of theme to it. They consider themselves to have Christian values. And on their website, they have a saying that says, honoring the Lord in all we do by operating the company in a manner consistent with biblical principles. Now, I'm definitely not a holy roller to that extreme. I'm not 100% sure what they mean by biblical principles because, you know, nowadays people claim that Bible and they're doing all kind of crazy stuff. But that's what these guys claim on their website, that that's what their theme of their stores are about. They're closed on Sundays in honor of, you know, allowing their employees to worship. Similar to Chick-fil-A. You know, these guys, these privately owned companies, franchises, whatever, they have a doctrine that they want to promote. And because, again, they're private, they can do that. Now, I found out there were some other notable controversies, you know, regarding the place and regarding the owners. I guess they have a very strong anti-abortion view on things. They definitely don't support abortion. They had gotten in trouble with the federal government because they were against employee contraceptives. They were definitely not a firm believer of the Affordable Care Act or Obamacare because they felt that there were provisions within that that said they had to allow for employees to get, you know, abortion and birthing medical related things, and they don't approve of that. They don't agree with that. They refused to close during the pandemic. They cited that they were a, what was the word that they were using back then? Not an essential business. They cited that they were an essential business because they were supplying school supplies. School and nursing supplies. That was their argument that they used for why they felt they needed to stay open. They had gotten in trouble one year. They had an employee who was going through transition, male to female, and that person went into a female bathroom at the time, and the company, you know, wanted to fire that person. And of course, the person filed a lawsuit against Hobby Lobby, and they won, cited discrimination. And so, you know, again, they have done their share of stuff, and they're known for controversially for doing those kinds of things. I didn't know that. There was no reflection of that when I went into the store. The people all seemed nice. They had a nice, diverse employee base working in there. I saw a couple of black people there, white folks, you know, the whole nine. I saw, again, a diverse workforce. Not to say that they don't have their share of problems. Of course, I think every company has them. But again, I wanted to go there to check it out. Not so much wanting to know what their policies were. I just wanted to see what the store was about. And then I did my research and I found out these other things. Would I go back again? I don't know. I don't think I'd have a reason to go back. I'm not a big arts and craft type person. The only time I ever did arts and crafts was either when I was in school, when you had to take up art and you did, you know, various things that the art teacher had you do. And when I went to the summer youth program, you know, every time you were in summer camp, they always had like a arts and craft component of summer camp. In addition to how I mentioned that I didn't go to swim lessons way back when in that other episode. But anyway, so I probably wouldn't have a need to go back. If I did, and if I needed to go to an arts and craft store, not so much because of their policies, but I probably would go to Michael's instead. I have been into a Michael's before, and it was something about that vibe I felt was very different than the Hobby Lobby store. Again, Hobby Lobby store. Is it a big deal to go? No. Wanted to try something new, something different. When is when for you? When are you going to try something new, try something different? 518-407-5110 is my contact line. As always, I appreciate you reaching out, telling me your thoughts about the show, giving me ideas of places you want me to go and try. And until next time, thank you.